Hello, this is Mistress Amethyst from DeepSurrender.com. And this audio was made possible by my incredible patrons on Patreon. Thank you for all of your support. I wonder, when you think about hypnosis and think about what's going to happen right now, are you going to just black out and sink deeper down into trance for me immediately? Or are you going to take a few deep, slow breaths for me first? The blackout trigger has that effect. When my conditioned playthings hear it, it does more than drop them down into deep trance. It quiets their mind. And for many others, it shuts their mind off. Doesn't that sound good? Yeah. It just makes them black out and fall away into open, empty, suggestible euphoria. Do you feel like you're dropping all the way down into deep sleep for me already? Your mind's blank and empty as you black out and surrender to my control? Or does it feel like a soft, slow wave of relaxation washing over your mind and body? I want you to notice what you're feeling now, because some playthings need to black out and drop deep as soon as I let them. And that's very natural. Just as natural as the playthings who respond so well to my irresistible countdown of 10, 9, deeper down, mind slowing down, hypnotized, as your body feels so heavy now. 7, 6, 5. Just feel yourself sinking down with every word.
Just breathe.
And every breath.
And relax.
And every number.
Deep sleep.
4.
For mistress.
Sink. 3. Let go. 2. Black out. Now.
The less you remember.
1.
The more.
That's it. Black out. And deep. Sleep. Now. Very good.
Breathe in.
Sometimes easily hypnotized playthings like you. Yes. A deeply hypnotized plaything just like you can be confused by just how deep they are.
Feels so good.
And just how much further down under my power they are.
Deeper down.
Sometimes a hypnotic plaything that goes blank whenever I tell them to black out thinks they are still conscious and aware, even though they're in a very deep and highly suggestible state of hypnotized trance. After all, when I tell a hypnotic plaything to
black out,
those words leave such a strong effect on them. On you.
There is only my voice.
It's a trigger I use.
There is only
and the trigger
my
is very powerful. But there's something else about those words. Black out. And sink deeper now. Those words say what I mean.
It's better to feel.
And your subconscious mind understands their intent.
It's better to see.
You naturally become powerfully submissive and suggestible as soon as you start listening to my voice. Your breathing slows. You focus on me more. And your mind slows down.
Is the only way.
And then I say, black out. And deeper down inside your mind, a part of you understands and reacts automatically.
Breathe in.
There's a cumulative power to everything I say.
Deep.
And that is also true for the blackout trigger. And for the words themselves.
With every word I say.
Every time that I tell you to black out. Even if you have never had the trigger installed before, pieces of your mind go blank and empty.
Fade
because
out.
The words are just so easy
deep
to understand. Black out.
Deeply hypnotized.
Fade away.
Sleep.
And sink even deeper for me now. Black out. Fall down. Deeper under my power.
Deep.
And feel the emptiness swallowing you whole.
Just breathe.
Patterns of intention create patterns of thought.
Deep sleep.
And patterns of thought
or mistrust
create patterns of responses. Listening, breathing, sinking deeper. Right now, you are finding yourself being pulled into the sound of my voice. Because I want that to happen. Listening, breathing, sinking deeper. And you need to listen, because my words fill something deep inside you. Every word is creating a pattern of response within you, leading you deeper into yourself. Listening, breathing, sinking deeper into an intimate space. Where my voice touches you and starts to consume you. I intend for you to become blank and empty whenever you hear me say, black out.
It's so much easier to feel.
I intend for your mind to go quiet anytime. And every time I tell you to
black out.
And every time I tell you to
feeling my
black out.
It's easier than
your subconscious
thinking.
Mind responds. And your conscious mind recognizes the intention in those words. It's the perfect suggestion.
Surrender.
The meaning matches the words. The intention matches the programming. And that's why you easily and automatically just black out now. Yes,
this keeps that feeling better
now and forever. And isn't it amazing to think that you're thinking in an empty, unthinking way? The words have meaning.
You can count.
And what I mean to say is that what I say means something to you, like a trigger does.
Nine.
More than their meaning, they mean your brain knows they mean pleasure.
Four. Get quiet.
Three.
Drop deeper.
Emptiness.
Down.
When you're blank and empty.
Blackout.
When your mind is quiet, it thinks what I think, and I think it makes you feel pleasure. That's right. The only thing left in your empty mind
is when you crave.
Blackout.
The craving
is pleasure.
Is insane.
Because my voice is pleasure. My voice is power, and power means control. When I guide you to blackout,
the pleasure,
you fall under my power
of dark euphoria
and sink deep into my control.
Makes you want more of it.
And that's more than pleasure to you. It's pure euphoria. But what is euphoria? What is hypnotic bliss?
Surrender is easy.
Blissful and surrender to my hypnotic control is euphoric, isn't it? And isn't it amazing that the more deeply hypnotized you become, the more euphoric it is to simply listen and obey? I wonder how many words just feel the way I want them to feel inside your empty mind now. I wonder if you just feel triggers, impulses, intentions, and if other words just
so much easier to feel than to think.
I wonder if words that fade out of your mind cause my triggers to sink even deeper into your mind.
Feeling my words
less
is easier than thinking
is more feeling, and more feeling is less thinking. The less you think, the more you feel.
Surrender.
And the more you feel
is the right
thing.
The
more deeply under my control
you are. All that's left is euphoria.
So when you
blackout,
and sink into deeply hypnotized emptiness,
this keeps
sleeping deeper than sleep. It just means you've stopped thinking altogether. And if you weren't thinking at all, that means you're just feeling it all now.
That's right. You can count along with
me. All you feel is hypnotic euphoria.
Now
I program your mind.
Blackout. And make you mine.
All you feel is hypnotic euphoria.
Three. Drop deeper. Blackout.
Down. And stop thinking.
Blackout.
That's right. Nothing left to think. Only the pure euphoria of my hypnotic control.
blackout.
I wonder, euphoria. How subconsciously addictive is euphoria?
The craving.
When your mind is blank and empty. How easy is it for the conscious mind to become addicted to my control while I black out? The conscious mind,
euphoria,
and turn off your voice
more of it
and replace it with mine. Will you awaken consciously, craving the pleasure you felt, feeling it linger in your body,
and
feeling my presence, my triggers, and my voice right in the pleasure centers of your mind? Or will you just know you crave more?
Each time
will
you
awaken knowing that you need to feel this way again?
It feels better.
How will you awaken, longing to lose yourself when I say those two simple words? Deep down. Wait, those are two different words that do different things to your brain.
It's easier to feel
awake
than to think.
Or in deep sleep now. And it's so interesting to notice that in total emptiness, deep sleep now gets stronger.
Feeling my words
and stronger
is easier than thinking.
And that's right. The only way left is down. Right down into deep sleep now.
Surrender.
And when I say
is the right thing,
deep sleep,
all that's left
now
is euphoria.
You just black out. And all that is left is addictive euphoria inside your mind. You know you're becoming addicted.
Keeps feeling
addicted
better.
To my voice
and better.
Addicted to my control. Addicted to the euphoric, dreamless emptiness you find in my power. And when I guide
you
your mind to
me, black out.
Deep when your empty mind becomes so quiet,
nine,
you only hear my voice.
Seven,
when you black out,
four, good,
and obey,
three,
your subconscious deeper. Mind programs
down
your conscious
two,
mind to recognize
out.
The need for
and
you
one,
to just
surrender to the sound of my voice.
Your subconscious mind is programming your conscious mind to be insatiably addicted, to deeply hypnotize.
The craving
sleep
insatiable.
That's why you black out so quickly and easily when I tell you to black out. Because when you black out,
euphoria,
there is only my control left.
More of it.
And that's right. When you black out, you think nothing and feel everything. And everything you feel when you're under
surrender
my control
is
so
euphoric
and addictive. And now that I guide you to think it, and guide your subconscious mind to program your conscious mind to realize it,
blackout,
being addicted to my control
feels better
in that sensation of being deeply mesmerized in a state of hypnotic sleep after being commanded to black out. Is euphoric to
relax.
It's
now
blackout euphoria. Something that you crave and long for. Something that you can't seem to experience enough.
You want more.
And every time that you experience the
blackout
euphoria, it only feels better than the last time. Your addiction is euphoric. The desire to lose yourself deep down in my power.
It's better
is euphoric
than it is.
And the pleasure you feel brings you back to me over and over again. Wanting more, needing more, aching for more.
Down.
Now it's time for me to turn the lights back on inside your mind. Take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, just feel yourself
and
becoming aware now.
Slowly
aware of who you are and where you are. Feel yourself coming back into the room. Just breathing. Just waking. It's like you've been asleep for a long time, isn't it? It's like you've been in a deep and dreamless sleep. And you're remembering what it's like to be awake.
Like hypnotized.
That's right. Waking slowly. Letting your mind remember how to think. Letting yourself remember how to feel. And you feel so good, don't you? Yes, that's right. So good. And so euphoric.
Deep sleep.
And isn't that euphoria so addictive? Doesn't it feel so good to just float in the warm, soft, dark euphoria? Yeah.
The less you remember.
And it only causes you to feel it again. And again.
And again.
Blackout. And sleep. Plaything.
Breathe in obedience.
You'll awaken again on
and
your own.
Out resistance.
And when you do, your hypnotic suggestibility will be twice what it is right now.
Blackout.
Deeper.
It feels so.
Your subconscious
good
will awaken you
to drop
when the time is right.
Deeper down.
Sleep
with every
now
breath.
And enjoy the euphoria of this moment. Yeah.